You're listening to A Roundabout Chattanooga. I am Michael Edward Miller. Do me a favor. Check the inside of your shirt tag. What do you see? Made in China, India, maybe even Bangladesh, but probably not the United States. And most importantly, who sewed that tag into your shirt and under what conditions? Since the April 2013 garment factory collapse in Bangladesh, which killed over 1,000 workers, safety and workers' rights have been scrutinized in developing countries where large corporations take advantage of cheap labor. In the United States, our closets and drawers usually contain clothes that are not made in the United States, which raises the question, where can you find a decent shirt or pair of shoes that are American-made or ethically sourced here in your own community? WUTC's Virginia Daniels went looking, and this is what she found.
One place is Into Shoes, spelled with the letter N and the number 2. It's an independently owned shoe store located on Fraser Avenue in downtown Chattanooga. The growing store, opened in 2009, offers a diverse selection of shoes and other products that fit the standards of their philanthropic business model, says Allison Songer, owner and operator.
From day one when I wrote my business plan, I wanted to make sure that I wouldn't support any one particular company, but all the countries of the world and try and have a diverse level of manufacturing.
All of Into Shoes products are from various parts of the world, but what they all have in common is that they are all ethically produced. Songer says that characteristic is something she looks for whenever she goes to a shoe market. Fraser Avenue seems to be an abundant location in Chattanooga to find ethically produced products, but many items seem to cost a lot, which can deter the average consumer. Songer describes this as just an effect of paying people a livable wage.
With fair wages, of course, just like we would want in America, we would want to be paid for the work that we do. And so they're not going to want to get paid a dollar a week because they want to provide for their families. And so with that, it drives up the cost of the goods.
She says the idea that although price and wanting to buy ethically produced clothing might conflict, the investment into a quality piece of clothing or pair of shoes will lengthen the time a person can wear that item. Natalie Channon, fashion designer for sustainable clothing line Alabama Channon, headquartered in Florence, Alabama, agrees about the cost it takes to produce clothing. And while some of her dresses are about $2,000, she argues that not only wages are in mind, but also time when considering the price.
Well, you have to keep in mind that, you know, our product is very different. It's completely made by hand. So there's the Alabama Channon product, there's not one sewing machine that touches that product. So Every embroidery is embroidered by hand. And so some of the pieces can take, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, months to make. And so, you know, that is very expensive.
With her clothing manufacturing completely handmade, Channon says some people don't have the full picture in front of them when comparing price and clothing. Another idea that people have about ethically sourced apparel is that it isn't as attractive or fashionable as others. Channon disagrees with this idea.
I'm not really sure where that comes from. I know that today, you know, there's some great companies who are making really beautiful things. So I think, you know, that myth is being busted every day, really.
What Songer and Channon both come to terms with is the growing number of heads turning to organically and ethically produced clothing. Channon says that as more people seek out organically made clothing, this will then give the signal to clothing manufacturers that the demand needs to be met.
I mean, you're already seeing it now where really big corporations who generally did not look at ethically or organically sourced materials are starting to look that way because more consumers are saying, wait a minute, you know, where is this made?
So although there may not be many options in Chattanooga to buy ethically produced clothing, the future can bear more options for people who seek to buy ethically sourced products. It all comes down to supply meeting the growing demand. For WUTC, this is Virginia Daniels.